join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
I never was captain of the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. Like I do, well, it's a good
The Good Day program at 7 after the hour, our attempt to get to the most important stories of the day, the most popular things people will be chatting about. We have to sort of predict what people will be talking about, and that's why we get started with the Supreme Court in this hour, because the Supreme Court is going to start hearing arguments for and against gay marriage. That would be today. So we have several different outtakes, talk radio and talk television abuzz with this, so we'll have one from the left and one from the right, and then we'll get somebody in the middle, I'm guessing. The Supreme Court is hearing the constitutional challenge to Proposition 8 from California. You may recall it banned gay marriage. Gay marriage supporters want the court to recognize a constitutional right to marry. David Boies, the Washington lawyer who's going to argue the case against Proposition 8, calls it a civil right. And then tomorrow, the justices will consider the Defense of Marriage Act, which is also referred to as DOMA, a law that defines marriage between a man and a woman, preventing married gay couples from receiving federal benefits. And a lot of interest in this. Here's Jonathan Hunt on Fox talking to legal analyst Liz Wheel and Tamara Holder about both of the issues the Supreme Court is going to be looking at.
Break it down for viewers. We have two issues here.
Right.
Prop 8, which is
right.
The California law, and then Defense of Marriage Act.
Right. We've got two. The DOMA Act is a case brought by a woman who's she lost her spouse, and she had to pay, I believe it was $360,000 in federal taxes.
She's a lesbian.
Yes.
Right.
Which she would not, same-sex marriage. She would not have had to pay that had the federal government, this is federal tax, recognized same-sex marriage. So she's making a tax equal protection argument. Prop 8 is a different thing. It's a state versus federal issue. Mm. We've got Prop 8 saying that there's a ban on gay marriage in this state. The voters have voted that way, and you, federal government, can't come in and tell the state what to do. So you've got two different issues: one dealing with tax, one versus state versus federal.
Which of those on which way on each of those, Tamara, would you see the Supreme Court going?
Well, I've thought about this for years because this has been a topic that when Prop 8 was ruled upon or voted upon a few years ago, we've had this conversation. Mm. So it's not like some new case, like a murder case or something where it just happens. And I thought about it. You know, on one hand, the people of the state of California voted. They have a voice. We have a democracy. And they voted against this, against legalizing same-sex marriage. On the other hand, as Lise mentioned, equal protection, I believe that it's unequal, that if you are married and the state recognizes it as a legal marriage, then you should be entitled to all protections of the law.
Mm. And the other wrinkle to it, too, is with Prop 8, is that the state gave a right and said you can get married in California, same-sex marriage, and we will look at that as entitlement. And then they want to take it away. Mm. That's very problematic, I think, from a legal perspective. It's hard to give a right and then just take it away.
So, but particularly on Prop 8, the Supreme Court is going to be listening to this case on the legal basis, or on the basis of whether they can take away, whether they can overrule states' rights. They're not ruling that on the basis of we believe same-sex marriage should be a right for everybody in this country.
It's an excellent question, because it depends. Hmm. If they rule very narrowly, they're going to rule in the way that you would just when you set up the question. Hmm. Very narrowly, just on Prop 8, very narrowly on that. If they choose to be broader in their analysis and their ruling, they could rule, because of due process, equal protection, we, the court, believe that this is a right, inalienable right that you have to marry. So it really depends on how narrowly they rule or how broadly they rule. Usually, Supreme Court tends to rule fairly narrowly, right by as close to the law as they can.
Isn't that supposed to be the way it is? What's the law? Let's get to the bottom line. Has it ever occurred to you, as you listen to some of these television news stations, that there is a shortage of Americans? How many Englishmen do we have? I'm an Anglophile. I love the English. But why do we have so many of them on our television programs, television news, and that sort of thing? Why? Why don't we have We don't see any Americans over in England doing news, so why are there so many of them over here? Just a sidebar question and issue. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Joining me this hour is Ken Kessler, who is a California resident. How much buzz do you hear in your circle of friends or people that you know around in Southern California as to this being a big focus, the Supreme Court and gay marriage and Proposition 8, as it continues to sort of be interesting from the news media's point of view? But does the average person give a you-know-what?
I don't know if the average person does. I know a lot of people who were interested when Prop 8 came up on the ballot here felt that the way it was worded, and I don't remember the exact language, but it was worded in a very confusing way. So it was kind of like if you support it, you vote against it.
Right. Well, isn't that always the way those things seem to go? No matter what state you're in, they're so confusing, these ballot questions. One wonders what it is about it that the average person needs to know versus who put these together and why are they so confusing?
Yeah, it seems like it could be very simple. The gist of that ballot was the ballot measure was supposed to be, should California ban gay marriage? They should have just, boom, there it is. They should have just put it out like that. But it was like a big paragraph of text.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And you get to the end and you don't even know what you read.
No.
So a lot of people around here are kind of excited that the Supreme Court is going to take a look at it and decipher it and hopefully come to a good decision on it instead of something that half the people who look at it are confused by it.
Yeah, it's a very confusing reality. So it continues to be our focus. We'll deal with it a little bit more as we move through this hour. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 13 after the hour.
If you're lost in a
home,
or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog corn ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Government regulation is completely out of control. I saw this insanity firsthand. Our local Chamber of Commerce asked their town to put up a few signposts indicating which businesses were down little walkways and can't be seen from the street. Town officials said they couldn't do that because adherence to their own regulations would be too expensive. They finally agreed to allow sandwich boards, but with burdensome new license requirements and compliance rules. Too expensive for the town? What about the cost and aggravation for all the businesses that need signage? This micromanaging takes away our freedom and intrudes where government does not belong in a free society. Let's work with our local officials to eliminate at least half of these regulations. Let's look at the regulations through the lens of liberty and take action.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
All right, we have 17 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler talking about the Tuesday issues of the day, the things that people would be talking about. Ken was explaining, as a Californian, what some of the connections are that he has to this particular story, and the ballot issue is one thing. But you also are sort of engaged because you follow our social media for us with some interesting anecdotal stuff that people are following. Is it Facebook or Twitter or Facebook? You have friends on Facebook?
Yes, this is on Facebook. Today you'll notice a lot of people, when you go on Facebook, have changed their profile picture to a red box with an equals in the middle for marriage equality. And they're doing that to raise awareness because the Supreme Court is looking at this case today. And I have some close friends and a family member who are gay, and I haven't been a big outward supporter of this. I mean, I support it, but I haven't been carrying signs and stuff. But I thought this would be something nice to do, and I changed my profile picture, and almost immediately I lost 17 friends. I don't know who they are, but
I suppose they weren't really your friends.
Yeah, I suppose it could be a coincidence, but it seems really unlikely. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing that this is still, some people are still so polarized by this.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the left side. We heard from the right side, the Fox input, but here's MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell talking to Steve Schmidt, who's a political analyst, and Karen Finney. Same sort of discussion, only, as I said, from the other side of the street.
Steve, I have to ask you the Rove question right off the bat. Can you imagine the next Republican presidential candidate being in favor of marriage equality?
I think that the next Republican candidate, Lawrence, could be in favor of marriage equality with there being no consequence in the road to the nomination, and no political consequence for senators like Rob Portman who come out in favor of it. But I doubt that we will see it in the next election.
Steve, I got to tell you, I think Karen Finney and I are sitting here both wondering, well, please explain to us, Steve, how that candidate would get through the Iowa caucuses.
Yes.
as a first stop.
Well, look, Rick Santorum won the Iowa caucuses. Rick Santorum wasn't the Republican nominee. Pat Robertson won the Iowa caucuses. Pat Robertson wasn't the nominee. Iowa doesn't pick the Republican nominee any more than it does in the Democratic Party. But the Republican Party in 2016, 2020 cannot be held hostage to the social extremism that some in our party have on all of these issues, because the country is changing and voters in the middle won't tolerate it.
Karen Finney, a striking quote from Jean Podrasky. She's 48 years old. She's a lesbian who wants to marry her partner, and she also happens to be a cousin of the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. She has said, let's see, I got the quote right here. He is a smart man. He is a good man. I believe he sees where the tide is going. I do trust him. I absolutely trust that he will go in a good direction. I guess it's just a question of how well does she know her cousin.
That is a fine question. I don't want to prejudge. I don't want to jinx it. But I think, it's the right thing to do. But from a legal standpoint, I guess I take the position as an interracial person. When my parents were married in 1967, it was illegal in their home states for them to be married. My own grandfather, opposed their marriage on moral and legal grounds. So many of the arguments that we're hearing now about why same-sex couples shouldn't be married, were similarly, they said, well, blacks and whites can't marry, that's not a valid marriage. So a lot of the same kinds of arguments. So the law, I think, is there, and the precedent is there to say we can't create separate but equal classes. The very existence of those kinds of separate, groupings suggests that we're treating people separate but equal. And so I feel like by the law, I hope these guys have made their case, and that the justices will just need to follow the law, even if they're not going to listen to public sentiment.
888-302-3684, a little more on this, and then the return of Jerry Sandusky later on in this hour on Good Day.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Favorite things conversationally here on the Good Day program, coming up to 24 after the hour. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, with the things you'll probably be talking about today, and the conversation about gay marriage continues. The Supreme Court preparing for an historic one-hour oral argument on marriage, which could lead to any one of a wide array of possible decisions, from essentially leaving in place the traditional marriage laws now on the books in most of the states here in our country to proclaiming same-sex marriage a fundamental right under the U.S. Constitution. Which would you prefer to see happen? Leave it as it is or change it? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com. Or you can follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Kenny's monitoring the social media. You have discussions on Twitter, a lot of them not only ours, but A lot of tweeting going on with regard to this discussion. The justices are deciding a constitutional question whether the Equal Protection Clause in the 14th Amendment includes a right for same-sex couples to marry. The argument is taking place as polls indicate the public shifting toward acceptance of same-sex marriage. More elected officials, senators, for example, the latest is Rob Portman, who is a Republican from Ohio, personally endorsing same-sex marriage. Apparently one of his children came out a week or two before he made that statement. So anyway, Proposition 8 from California is part of the discussion. Why shouldn't people be able to marry whoever they want? That seems awfully outrageous to me. What business is it of anybody's what anybody else does with his or her life? It's nobody's business. Here are talk hosts Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader talking to a legal analyst named Jim Moore about the changing attitude that we have in our country toward gay marriage.
Where is public opinion on this issue these days?
Public opinion is definitely shifting towards allowing gay marriage. Think 10 years ago when states like Oregon passed a ban on gay marriage. At that point, about 60% plus of the public said there should be no gay marriage. Now, when you come to 2013, it's almost exactly the opposite. 60% of the public is saying there should be gay marriage. And interestingly enough, that cuts across party lines. There's lots of Republicans as well as lots of Democrats who say there should be gay marriage.
Would you agree there are so many issues swirling inside this gay marriage issue? You know, states' rights, marriage as a contract versus religious service. How narrow of a ruling do you think we're going to see? And what will the justices focus on?
Well, that's really the big question. They could do some kind of a sweep sweeping thing that says their gay marriage is in effect a right, just like marriage is across the states. But I think they'll probably come somewhere in the middle. There's lots of procedural issues that are out there. They're going to be focusing first on the California Proposition 8 ruling and then on the Congressional Defense of Marriage Act. And when they do that, I have a feeling they're going to do something, for instance, say that states cannot take away the right to marriage, to gay marriage. And so places like Oregon that passed a law that said there can be no gay marriage, that would be overturned in Oregon automatically. But that will not be incredibly wide because there are lots of states that haven't even weighed in on gay marriage. And so it would be up to those individual states to decide what to do, but leaning towards allowing gay marriage. So I think there'll be some kind of procedural thing that will keep the court from doing a really sweeping decision, but it's going to have an impact on several states, including Oregon, across the country.
A lot of court observers believe the pivotal swing vote will be that of Justice Anthony Kennedy, who wrote the majority opinion in the court's 2003 decision in Lawrence versus Texas that struck down state sodomy laws. Speaking of people who are observers, Kenny, you've been watching what's going on outside. The Supreme Court, if you can get in, is free, but apparently it costs money to get close to get in. How does that work?
They've been waiting. You had to wait in line for tickets for days. People started lining up last Thursday.
Yeah.
So you'll have to get a scalper, and they're going for up to $6,000.
But there's money. Where does the money go, the $6,000?
Whoever has the ticket gets the money.
Oh, how they get the tickets is the question. 28 past the hour.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home has lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
As we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
It is the Good Day program. I welcome you into another half hour of discussion about things that are important for you to know. First thing in the day, we spent a lot of time talking about the Supreme Court and the arguments in the gay marriage cases. Perhaps we ought to have a little crime and punishment, or at least in the crime department on the I don't know what we're going to do in the punishment department for this person because they haven't identified. I'm not sure how this is all shaking out, actually. From our station in El Paso, KTSM, the sheriff's office there says that the gun used in Colorado, where a parolee apparently shot and killed the fellow that ran the corrections department, has gone to Texas. Was shooting things up in Texas. Same gun used to kill Tom Clemens, who is the chief of corrections in Colorado at his home last Tuesday, showed up in El Paso. And now they're trying to figure out what the motive is and all of these things. But interesting, because you remember when you watch any of those TV shows like CSI, you always see these unique and microscopic markings found on the shell casings. And that's how they can tell that it's the same gun. It's very interesting, but still, what's the story? Why would be the question? You can figure that out while we're talking about another crook. I don't know. Would Jerry Sandusky be considered a crook, a criminal? What's the best word to use other than slime for Jerry Sandusky?
What's a all word? The words I'm thinking of would be like despicable, cretin.
Yeah.
I don't know as far as a legal word goes.
Well,
other than felon.
Yeah, all right. Well, he is a felon. There's a fellow that I know was in Los Angeles as a talk host. John Ziegler is his name. Some of you may remember hearing him. He's an okay host, nice guy. Apparently, he's decided to go into films, movie making, and he started conducting interviews with Jerry Sandusky for a documentary that he's doing that seeks to clear the name of Joe Paterno. I'm not sure whether Ziegler was hired by the Paterno estate or by some group of former students and players who want to clear his name. But anyway, this is the first time Sandusky has been interviewed since last June before he went to jail. And so Ziegler went to the Today Show yesterday, talked to Matt about why he felt he needed to make this film.
The entire case against Joe Paterno, and that's why I'm doing this documentary, The Framing of Joe Paterno. It's meant not literally, figuratively. This is not a conspiracy theory that I'm talking about in this documentary, and hopefully a larger documentary. This is all about Joe Paterno's alleged culpability, which I don't believe the facts back up.
Well,
I think he was railroaded.
Go back to Mike McCrory for a second. I mean, what would his motive have been to not tell the truth? What, did he want to be infamous and unemployed? Because that's how he ended up.
No, but the reality is I don't know that Mike McCrory is lying. I think that what we're doing here is we focused on the wrong conversation. We've always focused on the McCreary-Paterno conversation. The key conversation here was Sandusky and Tim Curley, the athletic director at Penn State, and because Victim 2 was going to back up Jerry Sandusky, Sandusky was an innocent man to Tim Curley, and that's why Tim Curley did what he did, and that's why Penn State acted the way that they did.
Let's play a couple of clips from your interview. Okay, here's Jerry Sandusky talking about what did or didn't happen in the shower with victim number 2. Let's play it.
I don't understand how I would have walked into that locker room where he was and heard sounds associated that with sex going on, you know, like you said, that could have been, I mean, that would have been the last thing I would have thought about. I would have thought maybe he'd fold around or something like that. But
here's a statement from the attorneys for victim number two, released to NBC. Jerry Sandusky is a convicted child predator giving interviews from prison. Our clients, including victim two, have heard enough from Jerry Sandusky. They're focused on healing and holding Penn State accountable for choosing to protect Jerry Sandusky and themselves instead of protecting children from years of horrific sexual abuse. Your reaction?
Well, it's the first time I've seen that, but I do find it interesting that they don't say anything about what happened in the shower that night. I strongly believe, after reading this statement, that the victim two has not changed his story on what happened that incredibly important night from Penn State and Joe Paterno's perspective. I believe he has changed his interpretation of the facts. By the way, I think it's quite possible he was abused. I'm not saying he wasn't abused. I'm not saying he's lying. I'm saying he's telling the truth on November 9th, 2011, and that Joe Paterno was railroaded here.
On the subject of Joe Paterno, you asked Jerry Sandusky, if Paterno had a suspicion you were a pedophile, would he have let you coach 2 more years? Here's what he said.
He absolutely thought I was.
The Paterno family released a statement to us Sunday night through a lawyer. They say they feel it's important to make it clear they had no role in obtaining or releasing this recording. Any attempt to use this recording as a defense of Joe Paterno is misguided and inappropriate. Now, Paterno's own family is saying this. Why are you sure that your cause is a just cause?
Well, that statement I found to be sad, heartbreaking for me, considering I put a year of my life into this with no compensation, no thought of compensation, only wanted to do one thing, which was to find out what the truth of this matter was, which was Joe Paterno's dying wish. And I have done everything I could possibly do to try to find out the truth of this matter. And I think we're much closer today because of the 3.5 hours of interviews I've done with a central figure in this story. How in the world you can possibly get to the truth of this matter without talking to the central figure on the record, as I have done, from the perspective...
Keep in mind, he had a chance to speak in court, and he chose not to testify.
That was it, right. But when people see the full 3.5 hours, if they look at the 3.5 hours of my interview with Jerry Sandusky, and they believe that Joe Paterno was somehow culpable here, I will be stunned.
John Ziegler talking to Matt Lauer, child rapist he is. There's the description for him, Kenny. Child rapist, former football coach. Jerry Sandusky continues to dispute his conviction, says he didn't know if Joe Paterno had any suspicion that there was wrongdoing. I was wrong. I heard a show yesterday, and that's why I said what I did a few minutes ago, that the Paterno family was somehow or other involved in this Ziegler effort to clear the name of Joe Paterno, but that's the opposite of what Ziegler just said. And as a matter of fact, the sounds like, Kenny, that the family doesn't want to be involved in this.
Yeah, they will. It sounds like they want to distance themselves from anything that has to do with Sandusky.
Yeah, see, I didn't. That's not what I heard yesterday. But that just goes to show you sometimes things get moved around faster and faster. The Free Report. Remember Louis Free, who was paid $8 million by the Board of Trustees at Penn State, and his conclusion to do an investigation. His conclusion that Paterno was among those involved, failed to adequately protect potential victims, as well as an accusation that Paterno withheld information from authorities. That's part of the controversy here. From CNN, Christine Romans and John Berman talked to another legal analyst. This guy's name is Tom Klein. And Klein talks here about why he thinks Sandusky agreed to do the interviews for the documentary.
What's the motive behind Sandusky for cooperating with this documentary and for allowing himself to be taped behind bars and allowing those conversations to be aired? What does he gain?
Mr. Sandusky has always looked for a friendly forum. The most interesting part of the Sandusky trial, as far as he was concerned, was his lawyer explaining to the jury at the very end in the closing argument that Mr. Sandusky didn't take the stand because he didn't need to face the prosecutor in cross-examination, because he faced the most the toughest prosecutor in the world in Bob Costas, which of course is all silliness. He looks and he seeks for attention. He's narcissistic. He can't accept his punishment, and he's looking to tell his story again. He's looking to tell it in a friendly forum, and I'm sure he was convinced that this would be a friendly forum.
How does that make the victims feel?
Terrible. Enough is enough. My client insisted that he testify at the sentencing hearing, which he did. He faced Mr. Sandusky and he told him all of the things that he did to ruin his life. I am quite sure that every victim feels the same way.
Tom, do you think you'll use some of the things he says right now against him if you take this to civil court, try to get some money out of it? Will this help you, anything he says from behind bars?
Nothing Mr. Sandusky says or doesn't say is going to affect the civil lawsuits, in my opinion. He is a convicted felon, and in fact, Mr. Paterno's family and Mr. Paterno, back when, blamed Mr. Sandusky. Penn State blames Mr. Sandusky. Everyone believes that he is the root cause of this problem. There's no controversy about that. The only issue remaining is Penn State's complicity. Penn State's enabling Mr. Sandusky to do what he did. That's what's on the table in these civil cases.
All right, so Kenny, in looking across the board at some of the social media, I wonder what you're seeing. I'm looking at a comment from Patrick who says, Sandusky's been convicted by a jury. Hopefully all the ones he has sex with can go on and lead relatively good lives. There are so many victims of sex crimes where no punishment has been rendered. Hopefully Sandusky is off the streets forever, and I think that is the case. He'll never get out of jail. Right?
Right.
No. Here's Jim, who wants to know, why does the press keep this man alive? I don't even understand why a filmmaker or author would air his thoughts. I want him to stay in jail and rot. He was given due process and was found guilty of terrible crimes. Natalie writes, what truly makes me sick about the media coverage was that instead of focusing on the issue of child molestation and the child molester, Jerry Sandusky is the man, is the problem as far as she's concerned. The media spends its time trashing Penn State. The media could have focused on the issue of child abuse instead of trashing poor Joe Paterno. Maybe that's from the same page, Kenny, as the news media basically making the two rapists in Steubenville out to be poor boys. What a shame their lives would be ruined instead of focusing on the girl that got raped.
I've seen a couple posts on Twitter to that effect, that people are really upset at NBC for even airing this mess.
Yeah. Here's Natalie, who says, thank you, John Ziegler. Poor Joe is framed, and he deserves to have his say. Finally, somebody in the media shows common sense. It's a shame the way the media made Joe Paterno the bad guy instead of Sandusky. The media should be ashamed of themselves. They made an innocent man the monster instead of the real monster, Sandusky. It is sad that Joe Paterno had to die with these terrible accusations hanging over him. So there are a few comments. 16 before the hour. The Good Day program continues. I'm Doug Steffen.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax is a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
New car?
New Honda Accord. Rearview camera and Bluetooth hands-free link.
You're so into technology these days, LOL.
Most people are.
IDK, you going through a midlife crisis?
No. Hondas hold their value better than any other brand.
A lot of guys compensate for their age with techie gadgets. NBD.
Get a Honda Accord with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at the Really Big Spring event, now at your Honda dealer.
The Bluetooth word mark and logos are owned by the Bluetooth SAG Inc. and use such marks by Honda Motor Company Limited is under license. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler here with a focus on what you're paying for gasoline at the pump. Here from a talk radio interview that we overheard, a reporter talks about something new that's sending the gas prices back up again.
We hear all this about the Eagle Ford, and we hear all this about U.S. energy independence and how oil production is up and how wonderful that is. The price of gas today, the price of oil today is about $93 a barrel. When it was last at $93 a barrel, the price of gasoline was at $3.20 a gallon. So why the heck are we paying about $3.50, $3.55 a gallon? Well, there was a convention of refiners in San Antonio last week, and the answer to that question absolutely curled my hair and is something probably nobody listening to this has any idea. But the bottom line is it's the government's fault. Back in 2005, in a drive to cut down on imports of foreign oil, and also because politicians receive a lot of campaign contributions from the farm lobby, the EPA approved what is called the ethanol mandate. It requires a growing percentage of fuels be biofuels blends, fuels made from corn or sugar, and that percentage has to keep increasing until 2020. Now, the land of unintended consequences. As it happened, first of all, 2005 turned out to be the peak year for U.S. gas consumption ever. The recession cut gas consumption significantly. Cars today get better gas mileage than cars made even 8 years ago. So in some cases, the amount of ethanol required under the mandate is more than the amount of gasoline we're using. Then we have the issue of the fact that most car warranties won't cover engines if you burn gasoline with more than a specific amount of non-gas additives. So the geniuses at the EPA came up with a fantastic idea. They allowed refiners to buy and sell ethanol credits. You could put more ethanol into your gas, so you could buy an ethanol credit from somebody who did put more ethanol into their gas.
Right.
These ethanol credits are commodities. They can be bought and sold. And thanks to that, what was supposed to be 1 cent a gallon is now a dollar a gallon. So figure that out. If the gas you're getting at the pump is 10% ethanol, that's 10 cents more a gallon right there. Meanwhile, as the drought hit Texas in 2011 in the Midwest last year, the requirement that more and more of our corn go to fuel was largely responsible for the higher prices you paid at the grocery store. So how about that?
How about that? I don't like the sound of that at all. Yeah. More government screwing up our lives. Let's hear it for the government. no matter who's in charge. There's so much corruption. It is so amazing. 51 after and good day.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Headlines and the things that will make for good conversation during the day. Most of the things we've had here have been fairly serious, and I guess that would include North Korea's military saying its artillery forces are at their highest level, the highest readiness for combat, with the state-run news service claiming long-range missiles were aimed at military bases in Hawaii, Guam, and the U.S. mainland. That sounds like real genius, doesn't it, huh? Here's Talk Host Tony Cruz with military analyst Colonel Gordon Sukulu. They talk about training exercises with South Korea that we have held.
This is business as usual, as I understand it, right?
Oh, yes, Tony. This goes on annually. It's announced months and months in advance. Everybody knows about it, and the North is also aware that we don't conduct these exercises in a provocative manner near the DMZ or anything. Most of it's all aimed internally in South Korea, so that there's the command goes out of their way, along with the South Korean military, to minimize any potential provocation. And this is, as you said, it's business as usual. It's standard operational procedure.
What isn't standard, well, it's becoming standard operational procedure, is these continual threats from North Korea. Now there's talk that they're going to attack Guam and some other satellites that our Navy has. When do we start taking these things seriously, or are we taking them seriously?
I think on the ground they're being taken seriously, because there was just a news release over the weekend that the commanding general of the 8th Army UN Forces, General Thurman, signed an agreement concluding a 2.5-year negotiation with his South Korean counterpart that defined what role the U.S. would take in some of these, quote, local incidents that the North has created. But I'm concerned that at the national level we're incredibly distracted and tend to make light of the North Koreans as if they are, some kind of poor cousin threat. Yet at the same time, these guys are proceeding faster than Iran on nuclear weapons and delivery systems. And it was also just recently revealed that they've been forming a cyber warfare unit, which apparently is very effective. It shut down a lot of the systems in Seoul recently, and maybe, in fact, we may have fingerprints on that. They go back to some of the hacking incidents here in the United States.
What kind of pressure can the U.S. continue to mount other than saying, hey, China, are you going to help us on this or not? I know the Chinese apparently last time gave them a little spanking, but it doesn't look like anything's working. Or, to another point, some feel like North Korea is kind of being the little antagonistic needle for the Chinese.
That's the way I see it. I see North Korea is being extraordinarily convenient for the Chinese because they have plausible deniability where they can say, gee, it wasn't us, it was these crazy North Koreans, we'll go talk to them. And at the same time, what the North Koreans are doing are exposing the willing weakness of the United States in Asia and the increasing ineffectiveness of the U.S. forces in Asia as we continue to draw down and get distracted around the world and assume more and more of a leadership role in that region and ultimately expand into the Indian Ocean and the coasts of Africa and South America. Not necessarily militarily, but along with a diplomatic and economic initiative that's now ongoing and which has been totally ignored.
Observers said that the statement by the North Korean Army's Supreme Command and other recent rhetoric is partly meant to strengthen internal loyalty to leader Kim Jong-un. Apparently, the North Koreans are not very impressed with this kid, and they ought not to be, and so there's a lot of unrest there, and this is a good way to get the distraction. Always when there's a problem internally, you notice even in our country, we have internal problems, what do? Point our finger at something going on elsewhere to distract us like the shiny penny on the floor. So, Ken Kessler, what is going on in our social media, Twitter, Facebook? We get a lot of action there in the last 24 hours as usual.
Well, speaking of shiny, lots of conversation still about the Powerball. We had asked, even though so many come forward and talk about how winning the lottery ruined their lives, do you still play and hope to win? Walter says, yes, you don't know if you never try.
Uh-huh.
Shauna says, I don't gamble and I never have. Christine says, it only ruins your life if you let it. I would buy a modest home with modest furnishings instead of a $1 million house with high property taxes.
Yeah.
You spend more than you bring in, whether it's minimum wage or $1 million, you're in trouble.
Yeah, okay. Some provocative thoughts. Facebook.com/Good Day Show on any of the items that we're talking about here, or Twitter at Good Day Show. Ken and Doug at 59 After on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.